Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This is where we scroll the internet for hours and hours a day, so you don't have to, and we bring you the latest and greatest.
Something that you might have missed in the last 7 days, and we all know, well, I would say the majority of us know about Johnny Depp. Who is he?
Going through a defamation case with his ex-wife, Amber Heard, right now.
Yes.
$100 million.
Oh, I didn't even know how much. $100 million.
Defamation case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huge. It's on every headline everywhere. A lot of people obviously going, Johnny Depp is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
His answers. At one point, he sat there in the courtroom and just sketched for like a good hour. Sketched the actual courtroom.
Who knew?
What else are we going to do? But this is what I thought was funny. So supporters of Johnny Depp were like, oh, we want to brighten his day. Obviously, he's going through a bit of hardship right now, dealing with his case. So they went and got two alpacas, dressed them up, and brought them outside the courtroom. So the moment he came out, there was two alpacas there with the sign saying, justice for Johnny. Massive fans.
Oh, brilliant.
Going through all the effort of bringing the alpacas down.
It's not easy to get some alpacas, you know, at short notice.
Yeah, but they spelt Johnny wrong.
Oh.
So
are they huge fans then?
That's what I thought. You go through all the effort of bringing some alpacas down and you spell his name wrong.
Oh, look, maybe.
Good effort.
Maybe they passed the bandanas off to someone who's not a huge fan and said, hey, get these made for us. They didn't double check. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, yep. Fair
enough. Because I like the alpaca idea so much and I would love someone to turn up
to your court case.
I say, I hope I don't ever have a court case.
If you were in court, what do you think it would be for? Most likely.
Beck's
in court. Someone's suing you. What are they suing you for? This will be good.
Someone is suing me for not being funny because I can't come up with anything right now.
If I was in court.
Yeah, what are you getting sued for?
It would probably be trespassing.
Oh, you're a bit naughty.
I'm not
you
a bit naughty.
You like to go into people's...
Okay, no, not like I'm not going into people's backyards.
Thought you were admitting something. Then there will be a court case.
But sometimes you go somewhere and it said, you know, don't go beyond this point, and you just want to go the extra 1 meter for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I could understand me being in court for that reason and that reason alone. I don't think there'll be anything else.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't hope to ever go to court. Thank you very much.
But what's been trending?
Well, I love a good trending article, especially ones like this. So this article's been going around. The headline is popular survival tips that are totally wrong and will more likely cause your demise rather than survival.
Ooh, okay. This is handy because I often see them. I'm like, I've got to remember that. Like drinking your own. Yep. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Well, apparently you're supposed to do it. Not on my list, however, so
okay,
maybe it is fine.
I'm still going to pay attention.
And like I didn't say we on the radio.
No.
So go there already before 3:30. Now, apparently, you know, the popular myth that you should run in a zigzag if you want to outrun an alligator because they can't turn quickly.
I have never heard that.
Haven't you?
No, but don't do it.
Because alligators don't run for long distances, right?
Okay.
So this will probably just waste your energy.
Ah.
They can also climb some fences and trees as well.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
So basically sprint as fast as you can.
As far as you can.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, you know how there's a saying, lightning never strikes twice in the same place?
Yes.
Well, that's wrong, because if lightning has found a path that it likes to the ground, it's extremely likely to strike there multiple times.
Yeah, because it's got to find the closest source, because it has to ground.
Yeah, that's how lightning rods work.
Yeah.
So that's wrong.
Delete that.
Now, I don't know if you've heard much about tornadoes because there are not many here, but you often hear them talked about in movies and things like that. Apparently, they tell you to open all your windows to equalize the pressure inside to match the outside.
Okay.
But if you do actually do that, opening any window or door will create a wind tunnel and it'll rip the entire roof off your house.
Very valid point.
So if you ever find yourself...
Close your windows.
Close your windows. Saved your life.
Okay.
Now, here's one that may apply more to Australia. It's about sharks.
Oh.
Now, I didn't know this one. They said, if a shark is coming after you, swim away.
We don't swim towards it.
Well, no, don't swim at all. If a shark
this is a no-brainer.
Shark.
Come here, Bruce.
I just think of punching it in the nose, like, old mate, McFanning.
Yeah.
But if it's coming towards you, the first place, it's just probably curious, right? Just checking you out. So what you're apparently supposed to do is run your hand along its side and carefully position it to swim away from you.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Next time I'm surfing and a great white comes up to me, I'll think, remember, what did Bix say? That's right, caress it.
Well, that's
this giant shark coming towards me with teeth that are going to cut me in half.
I don't think I would ever be calm enough to be like, oh, here, shark, just go in this way, mate. Leave me alone.
It's going to direct you towards the seaweed.
It's going to direct you towards those seals over there.
Okay, it's a nice tip. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think I saved some lives today.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.